poll, General Don Bolduc tied with Democrat Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire's Senate race. By Wendell Hasebo on October 28, 2022. New Hampshire Senate Republican candidate General Don Bolduc has caught Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, in the polls after being down double digits just last month. A Friday New Hampshire Journal/Coefficient poll revealed 45% support General Bolduc, while 45% back Hassan. A large margin of 7% remains undecided. The large percent of undecided voters in tandem with Hassan's mark, which is well below 50%, does not bode well for the incumbent, who, as a seated senator, is struggling to win over swing voters. In such a case, outsider Bolduc could have the upper hand in persuading those who have been disenchanted with Hassan's leadership. The poll sampled 1,098 likely voters from October 25 to 26 with a 3.16 margin of error. 33% of Republicans and Democrats were equally sampled, along with 34% of nonpartisan voters. The survey comes after mid-September polling showed Hassan with an 11-point lead, 51-40%, according to a WHDH-TV/Emerson poll. Since then, Bolduc has gained momentum and pulled within the margin of error in an October 23 mGreatness/Insider Advantage poll. Since day one, General Bolduc has campaigned the New Hampshire way. After every event, every town hall, we are hearing the same thing from Granite Staters. Inflation is crushing them and Senator Hassan is to blame, Bolduc's campaign spokeswoman Kate Constantini told the NH Journal. This polling is a true testament that the momentum is with us and Granite Staters are sick and tired of Maggie Hassan's disastrous record. It's time to send an outsider to Washington, D.C. With just 11 days until Election Day, Bolduc has tied the race without support from the Senator Mitch McConnell-backed Super PAC, which pulled $5.6 million out of the state last Friday, effectively sabotaging Bolduc's charge. On Tuesday, Senator Rick Scott's RFL, National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, announced it would re-enter the race. Our polling, along with recent public polling, shows that this race is in the margin of error and winnable, Scott told Axios. The NRSC is proud to stand with General Bolduc. We're going to win this race so Don Bolduc can bring real leadership back to this Senate seat. When Breitbart News asked General Bolduc about McConnell's decision to cancel the $5.6 million ad buy, he said his campaign had the momentum without McConnell's help. The momentum is great right now, he stated. We were 15 points behind during the primary. We closed the gap to 7-5-3, and now we're in a tie. Bolduc is virtually tied with Hassan in the polls, despite being outspent by $9 million, according to third-quarter campaign totals. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.